Good morning. I want to tell you a story. Do you like stories? I have a story for you. And this story is about a man called Naaman. Can you say Naaman? Naaman. And Naaman was a warrior. He was, in fact, the chief of all the warriors in a country called Aram. Can you say Aram? And he was in charge of the whole army. And the army had gone to other countries, and they would fight with them. They would beat them, and then they would be in charge. Now, this person, what's his name? Naaman. Naaman, he was very powerful because he was in charge of the army, but he was sick. He had an illness called leprosy. Have you ever heard of leprosy? Yeah, it's an illness of the skin, and sometimes it can get so white, and it itches, and it bleeds, see? And then it can even fall a little bit, and it hurts a lot. Now, when the Bible talks about leprosy, it talks about many different kinds of illnesses, not just the leprosy that we know. And so he was so sick. But there was a person that was working in his house. It was a girl, and she was a slave girl. Because you see, back then, when people went to war, and if they beat another country, they could take the children and say, okay, now you're going to come to my house, and you're going to work for me. From now on, you're going to make me breakfast, and you're going to make me my coffee, and you're going to clean the house. And they had no choice. They had to do it because they lost. And so there was one girl from a country called Israel. Israel is the special people that God has chosen. So she belonged to that people, and she was there working for, what was his name? Naaman, that's right. So she was there working for Naaman, and then she saw that poor Naaman was so sick, and his skin was so white, and he was all suffering. And she said, poor Naaman, if we were in my country, he could just talk to the prophet, the man of God, and surely he would help him. And Naaman said, what? I can be helped? And so he went to the king, and he said to the king, I want you to talk to their king and tell them to heal me, because I want to be healed. So the king wrote a letter to the other king saying, please heal the chief of my soldiers. What was his name again? Naaman, that's right. And they sent the letter. And then when the king of Israel saw the letter, you know what he did? He got really, really scared. He said, I'm not God. I cannot heal somebody that is sick. And back then, when they got scared or sad, they would tore their clothes off. So he tore his clothes. But then the prophet, you know what a prophet is? Andrew, you know what a prophet is?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is a prophet?
Yes. Like someone that's trying to get mad and someone to get someone to take God will commit them.
So it's somebody that sometimes they do get mad when people don't do what God wants them to do. And there are special people that God talks to, and then they bring messages to the people on behalf of God. That's what a prophet is. And there was a prophet called Elisha, really powerful prophet. You should know that name too. Can you say Elisha? Elisha. So Elisha was really powerful, and Elisha sent his messengers to the king, say, come on, king, you forgot that we believe in God. You forgot that God is powerful and that God can heal. Just send Naaman my way. And so Naaman went to see the prophet, and Naaman said, I'm going to impress this prophet. And so he took all the horses that he had, all the chariots that he had, and he went to the front of the house of the prophet. He stood there like a big warrior. And then he said, Elisha, prophet! And then you know what Elisha did? He just sent a messenger. He said to the messenger, go tell that guy that God will help him, because God is good and God helps everybody. So go tell him that God will help him. All he has to do is go to the River Jordan, and then he has to get inside the river 7 times. That's it. That's all he has to do. And how do you think Naaman felt when the prophet didn't even come outside to see him? Yeah, he was maybe a little bit embarrassed. He was like, he's not going to come to see me, the great warrior? And then he said, besides, that River Jordan, that's a tiny little river. It is said that there has been more ink spilled writing about the River Jordan than there's water running through the river. And he said, I don't want to go to that river. There are better rivers in my own country. And then his servant said, you know, if he had said that you should do something hard, you would do it, right? So why don't you just try it? And so he said, okay, I'll try it. And then he went, and he got in the river 7 times. And then guess what happened? What happened? He was sick, and now... yes, he got healed. And then he said, it's true, it's true, it's true. God can help us. God is good. And from then on, he worshiped God, and he believed that God was able to help. So I want you to remember from this story, not only the name of the guy, which is, what's the name? Naaman, and not only the name of the prophet, which is Elisha, but I want you to remember above all else two things. One, that God is good and can heal. And two, that God doesn't care what country people belong to or what race they are, but God is good to everybody. So can you say God is good, to everybody? Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats. God bless you. I invite you now to please stand.